Welcome. Today is March 7th, Thursday in the third week of Lent. Let's begin with the custom of the 40 hours devotion. This custom comes from the number of hours Jesus was thought to have spent in the tomb, from late Friday afternoon until Sunday morning. The devotion arose in the 16th century and was celebrated once a year in many parishes. 40 is a sacred number in Scripture. In the time of Noah, the rain lasted for 40 days and nights. The Jewish people wandered in the desert for 40 years, and the Lord Himself fasted and prayed in the desert for 40 days while being tempted by Satan and before beginning His public ministry. Originally, this devotion seems to have been a time of supplication, begging, and reparation, making amends for a wrong. Later, the focus centered on adoring the Blessed Sacrament and spending time with Jesus face to face. In the United States, St. John Newman, 1811 to 1860, the fourth bishop of Philadelphia, is credited with spreading devotion to 40 hours after being prompted by the Lord to do so. He began the devotion in one parish, spending most of the 3 days in the church praying, and then introduced the practice throughout the entire diocese. In 1866, the devotion was approved for all dioceses across the country. Today is the 23rd day of Lent. Look back to the Lenten practices from February 11th. Talk them over with the Lord and see if they need any adjustments. Now for our Gospel. Then they said, "What further need have we for testimony? We have heard it from his own mouth." Then the whole assembly of them arose and brought Jesus before Pilate. Luke chapter 22, verse 71, and Luke chapter 23, verse 1. I can look back at the story of Jesus' birth and see that earlier in this gospel, Luke gave me some hints of what is taking place in this scene. At the Annunciation, the angel Gabriel told Mary that her child would be given the throne of David. He would be the royal Messiah and would be called the Son of God. Now at his trial, Jesus is convicted for allowing himself to be called by these titles. At the presentation in the temple, Simeon took the child in his arms and said that he was destined to be a sign that will be rejected. I am watching this rejection happen here. From Jesus' own mouth, the Sanhedrin heard what they were looking for. Now, off to Pilate to get the death penalty. Once Jesus enters my life, I have to accept him or reject him. He is never just a neutral bystander. It's like the sun. I either let it affect me or block it out. Sometimes, except for my religious practices, I block Jesus out of my life or parts of my life. Whether it's being done consciously or unconsciously, it's going to require some soul searching and some help from the Lord. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.